Alex Polston leads off here in the top half of the seventh, and he's late on his first hack. TJ Bozeman out ahead, 0-1. Bozeman suddenly pitching with a three-run advantage. The 7-4 ball game, Airhawks. We entered the bottom half of the sixth down by a run, and we have made that into a treble lead. Frame keyed in the bottom half of the sixth by the triple from Ryan Willard. Picked up a couple of RBIs, scored on an error after the triple. Popeye had the other RBI. Beamer had a base hit. Charlie reached via error. Jake was on with a hit by a pitch to cue up the frame. Foul ball down the right side. Polston taking it to 2-2. Cassio, Levi, Jake due up in the bottom half of the seventh after the final stretch of the 2017 at Airhawk Stadium. Bozeman at 2-2 with Polston, who's 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Inside, misses Bozeman. He'll go all full. This is the second time that TJ has gone all full in this game with Polston. I believe this is his fourth full count overall, and he will give out the walk. Second to Polston in the game, misses downstairs. And Cleburne, they get the leadoff man aboard. Top half seven, Airhawks trying to protect a three-run lead. Bozeman out on the bump, no one getting loose in the pen. It is 110 pitches now for TJ. So getting very deep into this start, and I am wondering when Pratt or someone else will start getting loose in the pen. Pratt has been in and out of the pen. He's walking from the dugout back to the bullpen. Looks like Sabo will go with him. So Jesse, who was just doing a little stretching of his arm, is going to start throwing. I think I see Mario Mendoza headed down in that direction as well. Called strike. Now a ball well inside to Gonzalez. Gonzalez has been playing third base after starting the game at second base. Glasser, who switched with him from third over to second, failed to convert a fielder's choice in the bottom half of the sixth, then committed the error that allowed Willard to score. Gonzalez bounces one to Willard here to second to first. How about a twin killy? This time it's 5-4-3. Polston reached with the leadoff walk in the fifth, was put away at second on a double play. Again, he's victimized by a double play hit into by Gonzalez. Gonzalez has hit into both of the twin killings today for the Airhawks defense. And suddenly we are an out away. From the stretch, Glasser has looked shaky defensively at second after starting the game at third. We were told that he was going to maybe switch around and play a bunch of different positions today. It has just ended up being third and second. So he and Gonzalez really just flipped places, and that's part of the reason that Cleburne is down 7-4. Throwaway by Glasser. Allowed Willard to score. He didn't get it done on a fielder's choice in that bottom half of the sixth. Takes a call and strike over the inside corner. Now fouls one away. One ball, two strikes. Airhawks, we've been good with the double plays this year. On the season, here in our 100th game, we've now turned 91 double plays on the season. It's been a good year for twin killings. We're one of just two teams in the association with 90 double plays. The other being that side that's trying to eliminate the T-bones today, St. Paul. Coming into play today, they had turned 99 double plays, and they will lead the association in that category this season. Bozeman at 2-2 after missing low. Fires home, and he gets Mr. Glasser to reach after one toward the dirt. Strikeout for TJ sends us stretching. Airhawks, Railroaders, 7-4 game as we push pause. Enjoy Mike Young and George Howington.